System. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-3431. 4510.
Well, Greenwood won the opening tip-off, brought to you by a shelter insurance agent, Scott Tabor, and we just mentioned Maddie Cartwright earlier. She starts off the opening three-pointer, and the Lady Bulldogs strike first as we are 27 seconds into this contest.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that's going to be key tonight is how do we contain Cartwright, let her get open there for an open three, and she hit it.
Okay, here is Norcross with it in the left corner as Greenwood looks like going with a zone. Here is ball is knocked away. Waymar has it. She kicks out to Rucker. She's going to try the three for the answer. Good. Amelia Rucker with her first 3 points of the night. We're knotted up at three with 7:06 left in this opening period. Here is Trusty with it. She'll give it to Cartwright up top. Over on the right side, it goes to Gray. Down on the low block to Trusty. She puts up the shot off the glass and in.
Yeah, Megan Gray's a little point guard. She's a very good distributor. Here you go. We got a diamond press now coming up from Greenwood.
Rucker with it, gives it to Husky, back to Rucker. Into the front court goes to Waymire. Cross court to Mullen on the left side. She'll throw it out to Rucker. Rucker has it on the right wing. She's going to try for another three for the lead. Will not go. Rebounds knocked around and controlled by the Lady Bulldogs. 5-3, Greenwood up. 6:27 left to play in the opening quarter. Ball is up top, going up for the three-pointer, and getting it is Megan Gray. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Abby Summit.
Yeah, Abby Summit there on top. You know, good find there by Cartwright. She penetrated the defense and found Abby up there up top with her feet set. And Lady Bombers are going to have to help, but they're going to have to know where those shooters are too.
8-3, Lady Bulldogs up, and Mountain Home almost committed a turnover. Abby Summit knocked away the pass, went into the backcourt, and then out of bounds, and Mountain Home will keep possession with 6:05 left in the first quarter.
You know, last possession for the Bombers, Lauren had that skip pass over there and hit it. You know, Summit kind of baited her in there for that and slapped it. But good thing for the Bombers, we were able to keep possession.
Here's Rucker throwing it to Norcross. Cross court to Waymire. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And Mountain Home did commit their first turnover of the night. 5:54 left in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs get the ball back with the 8-3 advantage. Gray will walk the ball into the front court. Gives it to Trusty, who will dribble between the circles. Now Cartwright has it up to the top. Now she'll throw it to Trusty over on the left side to Summit, near the top to Cartwright. Cartwright takes the screen, thought about three. Instead, she'll throw it out to Trusty on the left wing. Over on the right side, it goes to Gray. Gray drills towards the elbow, kicks out to Trusty. She's going in towards the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home.
Yeah, good job there by Parker, keeping her body in front of the girl, making her make the shot over the top of her.
And not fouling either.
Yeah, that's a good job.
Here is Husky trying to get out of a double team. She can. She'll be tied up. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. And they avoid another turnover.
Yeah, you know, Parker's got the ball at the top of the key. You'd like to see the guards come up and help her right there. And that's what we're going to have to do, especially with the length of Greenwood over the side. They're going to have to come help our guards up so we can get the ball over the top of them.
Husky will throw it over to Mullen. Tried to throw it, I think, to Waymire. I'm not sure, either to her or to Husky, but it goes out of bounds in between them. And that's Mountain Home's second turnover of the night. 5:12 left in the first quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the ball and the five-point advantage. Trusty will give it up top to Cartwright. Cartwright's going to drill to the low block, going up for the layup. Will not go. Waymire gets another rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Second board of the night for the Lady Bombers. Here is Mullen with it in the left corner. She throws it out. Ball is knocked around. It's going to be a backcourt violation. I thought Greenwood might have touched it, but I guess not.
Yeah, I think Mountain Home touched it. They were waiting to see. It looked like it was close on there, but Mountain Home touched it. Looked like Greenwood had the ball if they didn't call it anyways.
4:50 left to play in the first quarter. Greenwood with the ball. Ball goes down to Cartwright, down in the right corner to Summit. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Greenwood. It will be Mountain Home's ball with 4:42 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, you can see what Greenwood's wanting to do. They're wanting to drive, penetrate, kick. Drive, penetrate, kick. That's kind of that four-out or five-out offense, and we've seen it a lot this year.
Rucker into the front court. Throws it to Mullen. Tries to throw it to Mullen. She couldn't handle the pass. And Cartwright's right there for the steal. And back the other way for the easy layup. Maddie Cartwright with 5 points on the night. And that is a 10-3 lead for Greenwood with 4:21 left in the first quarter. Mullen gets it into the front court. Has the ball knocked away from her, but a foul, late foul call against Maddie Cartwright with 4:16 left in the first quarter. That's Cartwright's first personal foul, team foul number one against the Greenwood here in the first half. Kate Jackson checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Cameron Mullen. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. Jackson will inbound it to Rucker. I thought they were about to call us for a backcourt violation.
Yeah, they almost called backcourt there.
But I guess they said they just got back in time. Here is Rucker with it, gives it near the top to Husky. Over on the left side to Jackson. Jackson's drilling towards the elbows, going to pull up for the jumper, partially blocked, and Greenwood comes up with a rebound. Here's Cartwright throwing it to Gray. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Already three threes for Megan Gray, and Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. It is Greenwood leading Mountain Home 13-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Jackson tried a jumper on the back on the Mountain Home end, couldn't get it to go. Annie Norcross got the rebound. She couldn't get the put back, and this time Greenwood comes up with the board.
Yeah, two good looks there by the Lady Bombers. Weren't able to capitalize on them.
13-3, Greenwood up, 3:13 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Summit with it, kicks out to Cartwright. She's going to try for another three-pointer, nothing but net. Maddie Cartwright already with 8 points. That's already the fourth three for the Lady Bulldogs tonight.
If I remember right, when she played us, I think she was in the upper 20s on how many points she had, wasn't it?
Sound like
so
that.
She's on pace for that again tonight.
Here is Husky's pass being thrown away, and Greenwood comes up with another steal. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Well, that zone is just kind of giving Mountain Home fits right now.
Yeah, it is. You know, we got to come up and, like I said, the length of it is up there, and we're trying to throw the ball over the top. Our guards are staying back. They got to come to the middle hard, and we got to be able to find them right there. Like, we dribble right into it right there.
And jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow points towards Greenwood. That'll be Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. 2.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It is Greenwood with the ball, leading 16-3. Abby Summit will inbound the ball on the near sideline, on the far sideline, that is right near the scorer's table. By the way, Greenwood moving right to left in this first half. Here is Gray with it up top. Mount Holman, a man-to-man, kicks it to Cartwright. Cartwright's going to drill into the paint, pull up for the turnaround jumper, good, and she already has 10. 18-3, Lady Bulldogs up. 2:12 left to play in the first quarter. Rucker with it, gets into the front court to Jackson. Throws over to Rucker, down to Norcross in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the jumper, bounces around, does not go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Greenwood with 1:58 left to play in the first quarter.
That's a tough foul on Lauren there. She was battling for the ball, and you know they just called her for a little bit of a bump there. I think they're giving – are they giving
no,
Greenwood
they gave
the ball?
They gave it to Greenwood, yes. Greenwood. Okay, she definitely had the position.
Oh, I was about to say, if they called that on Lauren, that was going to be a tough foul. I thought they pointed at her.
That is going to be on Abby Summit, her first personal foul, team foul number two. Number one against Greenwood. Here is Mullen with it. She just checked back in. Cross court over to Norcross on the left side. Tries to throw it to Jackson. Ball's knocked away, but Jackson is able to secure it. Now her pass is knocked away. And Husky's able to chase it down. She'll throw it to Mullen. Kicks it out to Jackson. She's going to try for the three on the left side. Will not go. And the rebound comes to Greenwood.
Yeah, good look there by Cam. Driving and penetrating that lane and kicking it out. Kate had her feet set. Was able to get a shot up. Good job there.
Here is Cartwright. She's going to try for another three in the left corner. This one will not go. surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
And Mullen comes up with a rebound. Mullen quickly into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Jackson, to Norcross. Her pass is knocked away, and another steal for the Lady Bulldogs. Cartwright quickly back the other way for the layup. It will not go, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
Good job, Kate, not giving up on a play and hustling up, make Cartwright make a tough shot and missing it.
Here is Husky with it. She has the ball knocked away. Oh, they're going to say it's off her foot and out of bounds, and that'll be Mount Home's eighth turnover of the night. And the Lady Bombers are going to clear the floor.
Hockey substitution, right? Shift
yes,
change
it is.
Here.
So we're bringing in Amelia Rucker back in. Also checking in for the first time tonight, Emma Wilbur, a 5'11 junior. Monica Chafin, a 5'9 sophomore. Whitten Coleman, a 5'6 freshman. Lakin Moore, a 5'10 freshman. And let's see, did I get everyone? I think so.
Emma, yeah, you got Emma and Monica.
Yep, I did. Here is Gray with it. Throws it down to Trusty in the right corner. Up top to Gray. Over on the left side to Summit. Now up top, it goes to Gray. Over to Trusty. She's dribbling down towards the low block for the layup. Good. And a Trusty with 4 points on the night. 20-3, Lady Bulldogs up. 28 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Inbound ball goes into the front court to Chafin. Her pass to Rucker was knocked away. I thought Greenwood may have knocked it away, but I guess not. Already 9 turnovers against Mountain Home. That's just that defense of theirs. It's killer.
Yeah, you can't let Greenwood have that many opportunities, extra opportunities here in Lady Bombers. They're just going to have to calm down, make good passes, come meet the passes, and penetrate the lane there. Looks like Greenwood's going to hold for the last shot here.
We're down to 11 seconds right now. Here's Trusty with it. Throws up top to Summit. Down to 5. Ball goes over to Gray on the right side. She's going to fake out Rucker. Pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Russin. She puts it back. She can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. And it's been all Greenwood so far. After 8 minutes, our score, Lady Bulldogs up on Mountain Home, 20-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to